Welcome to Seal Stadium in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Bulger. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Johnny Antonelli. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is hit by the pitch. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dark moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dark scores. Walls moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive to center field. Mays throws towards O'Connell. O'Connell fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on O'Connell. Walls scores. Banks moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ruben Gomez now pitching. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger takes first base on ball four. Thompson moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long takes first base on ball four. Banks scores. Thompson moves to third. Bulger moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Hillman reaches second base with a double. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor is hit by the pitch. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dark bunts towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Connell covering, for the out. Hillman moves to third. Taylor moves to second. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Hillman scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Cepeda moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it and throws to second for the out. Cepeda moves to third. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from Niemann and he is safe. Wagner steals second. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to third. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Long strikes out. Two outs. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Alou moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hillman hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Taylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou, who is chasing the ball. Dark reaches third base with a triple. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walls for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bulger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Long strikes out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hillman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Thompson. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spencer moves to third. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman pinch hits for Danny O'Connell. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Bresuit now playing second base. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bresuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bresuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Speak pinch hits for Ruben Gomez. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak takes first base on ball 4. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Alou is called out on strikes. 1 out. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Jim Davenport. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Grissom now pitching. Jim Finnegan now playing third base. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Long hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Long reaches second base with a double. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-3 in the game. Neiman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Cubs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Taylor hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Taylor reaches third base with a triple. Ramon Monzon now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-3 in the game. Schmidt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Wagner moves to third. It's 6-1, Cubs. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Eddie Bressoud. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Sauer pinch hits for Jim Finnegan. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Seal Stadium in San Francisco.